Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, good evening. My name is Robin Tate. I am in Ballymena in Northern Ireland, and you are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. We are a gaming podcast, believe it or not, and we talk about games sometimes, but mostly we give each other a stick, complain about not listening, and just carry on with things regardless of whatever anybody else is thinking about. Anyway, if you're watching this live right now, hello. We broadcast every week at 11 o'clock. 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. on the East Coast, and also 6 p.m. on Easter Island with those big statue things. And that's on twitch.tv /OC podcast, on mixer.com, and on YouTube, and blah, blah, blah. We've also got a new Twitch follower this week, a chap called Briston13. Thank you very much for following us. Anyway, we talk about games. We talk about life. We are a bit more mature. Most of us are between the age of 20 and 25. So we have a bit of crack. So, look, thanks for listening to the show. Tonight I have Mark, I have Nicole, and I have Kim. So it's a 50-50 slice of Americana and UK-isms. Mark, you're spinning the decks for me tonight. Thank you very much once again. Hello. Yep.
Hello, Robin. Hello, everyone. Iconics on everything, Xbox Live, PSN, Steams, Twitters. Yep. Back again.
That's Kula Shaker. Kula Shaker. And I have Kim. Hello, Kim.
Hi. How are you?
I am doing really good.
Good deal.
Nicole. Hello.
Hello.
You have your war paint on. You're looking fantastic. Apart from where you fought with a tree from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's it. That was one of those
trees. So, Nicole Amorales. Yes. You were gardening today.
Yep.
And you had an error. Well, it's like a coding error. You know, a tree attacked you. And what happened? Why did the tree attack you? And why do you look like you were hanging from the tree by a rope?
Okay, it's not a tree. It's a shrub.
Shrub.
A Japanese sky pencil. We were pulling out the crap that the builder gives you in your front yard, which is common here. They just give you these nasty little, I don't know, shrubs that they don't even care about that barely are in the ground kind of thing. So we had six of those we ripped out. And mind you, these are like 4 feet tall already. So they have a nice big umbrella that you would make big holes to get them out. And then replaced the oddballs that they had in front of the garage or garage for you with the Japanese maples, which when I was trying to put one in the hole, I had managed to hit my mom. And it sliced right up on my neck, so I have all these little scratch marks up on my neck where the shrub had gone across my head. It's interesting.
A terrible error happened when you were trying to sort your odd balls out into a new hole. Okay. That's what we take from that.
That's what you take from that entire conversation.
Yeah.
Welcome to Robin's World.
I don't like Robin's World.
It's great. The sky is a very, very strange color of purple. Kim, good evening. Yes. How's your week been?
Pretty uneventful, I guess. You know, no big happenings or anything like that. Just one of your typical weeks, I guess.
And how is our Tony?
Tony is good. Tony is honored as ever. Today he had his kindergarten garden screening, and they said he was good and everything, but we have to work on writing his name and counting past 10. So other than that, he was, like, awesome. So,
do you know who you should get him to help with that? You should actually get Greg to help him with counting past 10. Well, no, maybe not.
It's either five
or zero. That's it. That's all you get.
Yeah.
Goodness me. We were just trying to trying to explain some stuff about prices of stuff this week to Greg, and he just didn't get it. It's quite sad and frightening that a man like that is in a responsible position and has no math whatsoever. I don't know. He has counters, like you play like little counters like you have in a board game. He has red ones and blue ones, and that's how he works out the cost of his invoices, and he moves them from bowl to bowl. It's a bit better than an abacus.
I was just going to say, has he moved on from his abacus? Has he thrown that out now?
Oh, dear. Okay, Mark, have things settled down in the land of Yorkshire?
We had another snow day Thursday, but apart from that, it's eased off a bit. The snow's all gone again. It's been a good week for me because the item I teased about last week has arrived. I got it Monday.
Your rabbit.
Yeah, hang on. I'll give you some clues.
X marks the spot. Fuck no. X spots the marks. Exclamation point.
And also... X gon' give it to you. Fuck, wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to you. Knock, knock, open up the door. Yes, I got a PS4. No, I didn't. I finally got my Xbox One X. Yeah, and it is brilliant. I love it. It is fantastic. It is everything I wanted and more. I was a bit worried that it was quite a bit of money to upgrade just for a few little improvements, but there's a lot of improvements, and I bought a used one, so I didn't pay full price. I sold my old one, I sold some other stuff, so it's not really cost me that much at all, really. I've done quite well.
I'm very glad. I had to tone down my fanboyism when I got mine to say, you know, it was easy to change over and stuff, but more and more now, there is such a big difference with games and graphically.
Yeah.
And it is, I mean, I hear more and more people talking about thinking about moving to X.
Yeah.
No, that waster over the veteran gamers bought an S. You know, I don't know what that was all about, but then again, he is a waster. But you know, I'm very, very glad you're having a good time. I mean, it was funny. We were playing, we'll get to it, we'll talk about it a bit now, PUBG the other night. And it was so funny hearing you saying, yeah, that door away over there, it's open. Or, spotting stuff like you're really enjoying the graphical uptick.
Yeah, that's the difference. With some games, particularly PUBG, it's night and day. Even in the plane, you can make out buildings now. Whereas before, even free falling, until you open your parachute, you couldn't even see the buildings. So it's huge on that aspect. Right, quickly, the transferring over of all of my stuff was a breeze. I have got an external hard drive, so that makes things easier because all my games are on the external. I usually keep all the apps on the internal drive, so I just copy them over to the external drive. There's an option to back up your settings onto the external drive.
Thank you very much. Love it.
What? That won't me, won't it?
No, Batch Gaming TV is now hosting us.
Oh, so,
very good.
I just
thank you.
I got a sound Batch alert Gaming saying TV. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Batch.
I thought I pressed my soundboard.
Good lad.
Where was that? Yeah, so I backed up my settings to the hard drive. So as soon as I plugged in the hard drive into the Xbox One X, it found my settings straight away. It installed my profile. It installed my background, my colours, everything. It was an absolute breeze. Brilliant.
It's actually, in fact, almost an anticlimax because it is so easy. It is just that easy.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's like there's no effort to it where you think, oh, I struggled and toiled for hours, but then I got it's fired up in all its glory. But no,
a lot of people have compared it to getting your new iPhone where you just restore your new iPhone from your old iPhone's backup, and it's just it's just like that. But we've come in from a launch console, and I'm still on a 1080p screen. The difference is amazing. Assassin's Creed Origins looks absolutely superb. You can see the difference in the clarity with the super sampling. The super sampling is amazing.
You've been debating getting a 4K TV.
I hopefully, fingers crossed, in the next couple of weeks, I will be getting a 4K monitor.
That's great, Mark, but you don't need it. It will be better again, but with your 1080 stuff, it is amazing the difference. Now, it's not quite standard def to high def. No. You know, at that time, you first plugged your Xbox 360 or PS3 into HDMI. But it's not far off.
Yeah.
It's not far off. And there are subtle little things that you don't notice. Load times are a bit faster and wee bits of stuff that you don't notice. So
I've noticed the console as well is a lot cooler. My old launch one used to get red
hot. Cool!
Not looking, but physically cooler. It's not as hot. The launch console was red hot. One of the best features I like about it is, it's going to sound stupid, this, the on-off button. The on-off button is a physical button, whereas on the launch consoles, it's a touch-sensitive panel. My console's right down here in my cabinet, knee height, and the amount of times I've caught my Xbox accidentally, and it's either turned it on or turned it off, it's crazy. So none of that anymore. No problem.
Good.
With that. So
well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
Tell us what if you end up getting a 4K monitor.
Yeah,
that's very interesting.
Yeah.
I believe my curved monitor in front of me here will handle 4K. I'm not sure. I just bought it.
It was a bit of a toss up really, because the new Xbox update, which I actually got today on the preview, they're now supporting 1440p, which is a 2K, which is like quad HD, which is supposed to be really, really good, especially for PC users. But some of the prices of their monitors, it wasn't much more for a 4K. So
no.
If I can afford to, I'm going to go 4K. But
I think it's now coming to the point where anybody that changes their TV, say within a year from now, 4K is now going to be the standard. It's going to be the 1080p.
I was discussing it with Greg, and the little bit extra I'm paying for this monitor to go 4K, I'm future-proofing myself. That's the way I look at it, so.
You're going to be future-proof.
Yeah.
With those headphones, you already are. Okay.
So I hear someone else got something new and shiny.
What else happened new and shiny this week? Apart from Nicole's pencil bush balls.
I hear someone finally got their new console set up.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I did it like after the podcast last weekend. I got it all set up. So,
are we liking it?
Yeah, it took some getting used to, and of course my famous X story where I couldn't find the fucking X button. But I'm getting it figured out. I'm doing a little better, and I changed the background so the blue's not burning out my retinas. Because
the first thing I did was I turned off the background music.
Mm-hmm.
On the menu.
There's music?
Yeah, it's awful.
I must have turned it off too.
Yeah.
I will have to look into that, because that's usually like one of the first things I do, because it's,
How do you find the menus?
All right, it took some getting used to, because I'm, of course, used to the Xbox, so that took a little bit, but now that I like that I can make a file, and I've got one file that's just got my games in it, and then I've got another file with all the extra crap that comes along with it, so...
The PS4,
that helps.
Yeah, the menu system hasn't changed much from launch, because it is super simplistic and so easy to use.
I love it.
Yeah, the Xbox Dash at launch was a mess. And I know you defended it, Robin, but it were a mess. Now,
I never did. No.
I love it now. Yeah, I love it now.
Yeah, well, I can't find shit in the PlayStation. I went onto it last weekend, and I just found it old-fashioned and cluttered and just a bit confusing. Well, you've got used to it. I haven't.
No, I like going to the store, scrolling down all the way to the bottom, and hitting the free button.
That's always good.
It's what you've got used to, and it was alien to me again. And I thought the shop was a bit of a mess. It needs updating. There's stuff that does need updating on it. That do need to spend a bit of time, when you go in to buy something there that doesn't give you the same sort of options. So you go in to buy one item, where when you do that on the Microsoft platform, it'll show you all the different variants of that, where it doesn't happen with the PlayStation. But they've improved it a bit. But, I'm sure all the PlayStation guys that are out there that use it every day can do it blindfolded. But I didn't find it terribly intuitive for me. But
it's what you're used to, isn't it?
You know what, Kim, when you're talking about controllers and your X, throw in a Nintendo controller as well, and you're completely screwed.
Right? I saw that.
Oh, yeah, because like, the A and B is the wrong way around, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you came up to see me, and I had to go on your Switch, and it says press A to continue, I'm like, what? Oh, or was it B? Yeah, but we're wrong way around. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. Well, that's good. Today I had a really interesting day. My son he's going to university next year, and he's got a couple of offers. In fact, he applied for three universities and got three back. And today was an open day at Queen's University in Belfast for people that had offers. And he's going. He wants to do a film. Film. It is.
It's bollocks.
Yeah, it's a film and production course.
Talk bollocks.
Yeah.
How do they spell that word? in the college catalog.
So we went along for a chat, but seemingly Queen's is a very well renowned university in the UK, and this course is number one in the UK for this particular course. And they took us around some of the facilities, and they brought us into a brand new sound studio, sound stage. All of their kit is state of the art. It was class. And some of the stuff that he's going to be doing is like the history of film, and talking about film. And the lecture was really interesting and funny. And I'm sitting there going, Jesus, I would love to be on this course myself. I'd like to go and do it. So it's cool. A lot of stuff, just speaking of film and TV.
Don't talk bollocks.
Damn it. I need a swear box.
You can thank Kozigan for this idea. Switch, he said one of the other words.
I've added some. There's some more I've been added to the list. Yeah. I was in with one of my customers who's in the Titanic area of Belfast this week, and I was standing waiting for my clients to come at their little coffee bar, and the guy, the barista, was serving this American guy, and we were chatting away, and he ended up to be in the associate producer of Game of Thrones. Right. And Northern Ireland is Game of Thrones mad at the moment. They're recording. They're recording like mad. So there's sets all over the country. There's roads closed all over Belfast, different areas, because I suppose they wrap over. I was talking, they wrap over here in July, so that's it all done. And Winterfell is about 5 minutes' drive from where I live, and I've never, ever seen as many trucks and lorries and recording and lights and cranes. And there must be about a quarter mile out, all round outside Winterfell, covered in plastic sheeting. All the grass is covered. And I was trying to, what's going on in Winterfell and all this plastic? I take it that's for a blue screen. I take it there's going to be a big battle. I can't say. he was keeping very, very stum. But it's exciting over here. We've sort of taken Game of Thrones to heart. This is a wee Northern Ireland thing. And they're moving on they're building another big set. Don't know what it's for at the moment, but something new. So that was good day at Queen's today. That was good fun. Oh, yes, other big bit of news. It is a news thing. So in the VG Hub and Veteran Gamers, God bless our wee hearts, even though they are assholes, complete and utter assholes, they do have one redeeming idea. And 2 years or maybe 3 years ago, we went on a day up to a place called the Arcade Club near Leeds. And Arcade Club have moved to Manchester to bigger premises, lots more games and PC stuff and VR, old arcade games. Anyway, we're having a day on the 21st of April of this year at the Arcade Club just outside Manchester. Everyone is welcome. My flights are booked. I will be flying in for the day and back again.
I'll be there as well, obviously depending on Jenny's health, but yeah, I should be there. And I think my lad Jay is going to come with me.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So it's 15 quid to pay in. You can play all the games that are there. So you can imagine quite new arcade games, and then Donkey Kong and everything in between. We had a fantastic time the last time we were there. So the veteran gamers, the bastards that they are, have set up a Facebook page with this the details on this. So jump over to the Bastards That Are Veteran Gamers Facebook page and stick down your interest if you want to go to that. So it's a great day out. 21st of April this year in Manchester, and you'll get all the details there. And look up Arcade Club see the stuff that's going on there. Okay. Last thing that happened that arrived this week, it's behind me over here. Can't do it. But I've ordered a green screen and it arrived this week. Now, it's a pop-up green screen. So I'm blue on one side and green on the other. And it is 2.5 meters high and 2-odd meters wide. So you take it out of the bag and it went boom. And I can't get it back in the bag. So I can't work out how to fold the frigging thing back in. So I'm going to do a bit of playing around if I get time this week. And set up the green screen behind me and record
it. How does it stay up? And how does the green screen stay up?
Well, you take one of the little blue pills. I do have some behind
me. Do you get some
somewhere.
Clips or anything, or do you have to hang it on anything?
Yeah. So there are tabs for hanging. If you can see over that shoulder there, just that thing I'm pointing at, that is those are some studio lights for my portrait work, photography work, and I have a couple of stands for those.
Right, okay, yeah.
So I'll just put a stand up and clip it on, and it'll just sit behind me here and should sort of wipe everything out. So that should be good fun. I intend, one of the first things I want to do is have some wood paneling behind me.
Well, you can with a green screen, can't you? You could create your own. You can, In fact, you could take a snapshot of Kim's old house and superimpose that.
So I want to do that. That should be good fun. So I'm going to play around
Should I go get over to their house and get a picture of my wood paneling and send it to you?
Yeah, make sure it's a HD picture.
That would be cool.
Now, I will do that.
Unfortunately, I don't think I can implement it here for this show. I don't think you can do that. I mean, because of the limitations of Skype, it has to run through a program like OBS and pick out that. So user safe. I'm not going to have a Hawaiian beach behind me. It'll be... Yeah, the pool table. So we've been up to lots of stuff this week. There's been balls and sticks and there's been Kim and Tony and there's been new Xboxes. It's been fantastic. And Japanese pencil people.
Sky pencil.
Yeah, Japanese pencil people. That's what I heard.
Sky pencil.
Okay.
So any birthdays this week, Robin?
Yes, there is indeed. So one of the founders of the LAG group, J.T., the Jeff Vanderweed, his birthday is today. Wide.
Yeah, Vanderweide.
I heard.
Vanderweide.
Yeah, Jeff.
Says game tech, it's easier.
Yeah, it's J.T. Edelweiss. J2 Uber Geek, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday to you from all of us. I hope you're having a good day.
I've got some food for that. Okay.
Yes, that's nicely excessive.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Well, it was a bit short before.
Shall we play a game? Mm-hmm.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right. Just before we start computer gaming, there's quite a lot of people already in the chat, and I think I'm already taking some shit. So, yeah. maybe you can look up and see who's in there. I know it was Womble and Batch and Martin's there. And goodness me, who else is in there? Is that it? Yeah.
Baron. Baron's in there.
Baron von Glauer. Oh, very good.
I think there was a foo sighting. I don't know.
Oh, foo sighting. Yes, the foo is a very, very strange creature.
He's an elusive character lately, isn't he?
Yeah, he's indeed. like He is like that haggis creature, the timorous wee beastie that he is. He's hard to spot. But I believe he is streaming on those assholes, veteran gamers, their Twitch channel now with his PUBG stuff. So, Fraser, come back. You are welcome. Well, no, but you look cute in the screen. You're tiny and small and that little beard thing going on. Anyway, gaming-wise, what have we been up to? And the most exciting person that I want to speak to about gaming at this moment in time, this very second, is Kim.
Oh, dear.
The new experience. Talk to us about PlayStation.
Well, there's not really much to say. It's much like Xbox, you know. But I did play some Bloodborne, which is... Yeah.
Starting with an easy game.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we all heard the X story where, you know, it kept telling me to read the notes to press X. I thought I was pressing X, but no, I was pressing whatever the hell that button
is. Square.
Yes, the square. See, I don't even know what, you know, where the buttons
it's
are.
It's actually
exactly
a cross on PlayStation, not an X.
Yes.
Whatever. So anyway, it's an X button to me. So anyway, you know, it took me about 15 times to figure out where the X button was. But, you know, I finally figured it out. I found out I couldn't box a werewolf. At least I assume that's what that thing is when you start out, is a werewolf. Whatever. And but no, now I have my big meat cleaver and a pistol. So, you know, that took the little werewolf dude down a hell of a lot easier. So yeah. We'll see. That's about all the farther I've got because I only had about, you know, 20 minutes to do anything. And I spent 10 of that minutes trying to figure out where the hell the X button was. So, yeah. So you
it's,
know.
It's a very atmospheric game, isn't it? It's absolutely gorgeous to look at.
It's creepy.
Yeah. Oh, I love it, me.
You know, yeah, this scene here where you know, you're kind of in and out of it, and you see them the werewolf thing come at you, and he's all bloody, yeah. And then them little skeleton looking thing. Yeah, it's very weird. Yeah. So,
let me see. You started off with this. Did you play this on a disc, or did you download this, or have you
downloaded it because it's free this month?
It's so, free.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. So, you know, if you've ever had an inkling to play Bloodborne, now's the time because it's free. So.
It does look, and, it does look fabulous, but it looks punishing. And,
oh, it is. Yeah.
Well, it is made by the same people that made Dark Souls.
Yeah.
So how long I will get along with this, I can't say because
I finished it. So if I can do it, you can do it.
Overachiever. I don't know. I started Dark Souls and I never finished it. I don't even think I got halfway through. Yeah. So
I got
to the
Four
maybe.
Nights, but I've not finished it. Yeah.
So you know, but we'll keep at it. You know.
So Kim, did you have a PSN membership a while ago? I mean, have you been downloading?
Yeah,
this
I've had it off and on for a while, and I didn't really play the PlayStation 3, but I kind of kept a. You know, an eye on the free game, so if there was one that I liked, I got it. And then I got it this month for Bloodborne, so... Mm. Yeah. Because apparently I had some games that was on there that I didn't know I'd already picked up, apparently, before it had run out the last time, so...
Yeah, well, suppose you've got to pick up The Last of Us and Horizon Zero Dawn and, you know, the stuff like that there. So, you know, there's lots of really good, unique stuff. And Uncharted, yeah, of course, Uncharted. As well.
You saying that, the Nathan Drake collection is on sale this weekend.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
For like $8. So yeah. I picked that up.
I got that in a sale last year. It's brilliant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two and three is superb. Two is the best, in my view.
Two and what was the latest one? Four?
Uncharted 4, But I'm on about in the collection.
Oh, that's yeah. Because is 4 in the collection? No?
No.
Right, okay. Well, I suppose, yeah, 2 and 4 would be the ones you'd really want to play there. I think, anyway, I mean, 3 was good, but I think the best ones are 2 and 4. Oh. And the new add-on seems to be a good thing as well with the... with the girls in it, as the girl characters.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, people are saying this is nearly as good, if not better than 4. So,
All right, Lost Legacy. Now I've got that on disc. I've not played it yet.
Mm. So you've got your setup, you've got your controller, mm-hmm. and away you go. And you've got the Xbox and it running beside each other now, and you're flicking between each. Or did you go into the Xbox, or did you do the second?
No, I thought about that, but I didn't know how well that would work, so.
No, it works fine. There was talk about lag and stuff like that there, but it works. It's hunky-dory. Mm-hmm. I have my Steam Link going through it now, mm-hmm. and it's spot on. It's really good. Okay, that's good. And good you're getting on well. And I hope you get many, many, many happy hours of gaming out of it.
Me too, for what I spent on.
You need to. okay, so you and Nicole have been playing the brand new add-on for Rainbow Six Siege. And I know, Nicole, you had said, damn it, this is hard. I'm not getting on with this at the beginning. I remember reading that. Are you getting on with it okay now?
For Rainbow Six?
Yeah.
No, what is it?
Operation Chimera? Yeah.
It can go fuck off.
And why would you say it can go fuck off, Nicole?
So, Sarah, Mark, and I get in there, and it's like you shoot one thing, and six come at you. You blow up one thing, and half your health is gone.
Hmm.
You turn around and then there's some big thing made out of, I don't know, iron pyrite or something that's knocking the shit out of you.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, there was no winning with this game at all. And they're like, oh yeah, it's easy, it's pie, it's on normal. And I'm like, your normal sucks. It's it's like normal, I don't know, on some kind of hyped up drug. So maybe it's closer to hardcore.
But I mean, but
we couldn't even get through the first section.
And is that the consensus from most the reviewers and stuff like that there now, is it? What do you think, Mark and Kim?
It is balls hard. It is really hard. The first bit, it eases you in, you come across a few enemies, you think, ah, yeah, it's not too bad. But as soon as you do the first activity, whether it's be collect the explosives or plant the explosives, it just throws everything at you, and it is impossible. It's just rock hard. The big dude, or the one where you have to collect the thermite, I haven't a clue how you can kill that big dude. It is near on impossible. So, yeah, it can go suck a big donkey dick.
Seriously, so do you think they're going to rebalance it? Do you or
I don't know. Well, it's only up there for a month anyway, isn't it?
So. Yeah, it's 28 days. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, maybe they'll need to look at that.
They're not going to change it because we're a bunch of wimps.
Yeah.
Oh well. Okay. Look. Our Lord and Master is in the show notes right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so Greg DeLacy, who has his fingers up to his neck and balls tonight, wants to remind me not to miss asking Kim about Trine 2.
I must be logged in as Greg. I'm logged in as Greg, sorry.
You're logged in as Greg.
Yeah, because I sent the emails earlier.
I was wondering how he was doing that with his hands and balls. So it's really So Trine 2.
Yeah, don't miss Kim out.
Hmm. So what about Trine 2?
I don't know. I've heard about it before, and they're having a big sale this week, and I think I got Trine 2 and the first one for $5.
I've got them. I've not played them yet.
So yeah. They're good. I mean, there's a wizard and a wizard, a knight, and a thief.
Can you switch between the characters or something to get through the level? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very Trine.
No. I don't care what it's named. What is it? Is it RPG shooter?
It's like a platforming puzzle kind of game.
It's a racing game. It's a racing game. It's actually very, very good co-op. Kim, I played a little bit. I mean, I mean a little bit because he pissed away off very quickly with Chris MJW. It was free, I think, on PlayStation way back. I actually downloaded it for PC because it's in the Trove in Humble Bundle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like Ori and the Blind Forest.
Yep.
It has that sort of
coloration and style of graphics, but it's a left to right a platformer type thing. You can sort of walk in and out of the screen a little bit, but
I've got it on stream now. I see the wizard still creates the box.
So yep.
That was a big mechanic in the first one. I played a little bit of the first one where wizard creates a box and you can use a box
You sort of draw the shape of a box with sparkly writing and the solid object appears. So, I mean, it is pretty. Very good. Yeah, but if you can get somebody to play co-op with you, that's good too, because each character can be you work your way through it. But it's a very, very pretty game. Very nice. Mark, we'll do a wee bit of Mark and your orb hunting. I think you've passed a landmark after 11 years today.
Yeah, I was a bit worried because up to last night, I still hadn't got all my orbs. And I did say last week, if I didn't have all my orbs, I would quit the podcast.
We lived in hope.
But after you'd had your request declined by the developers to remove that last orb, I did find it today. I've got the last orb, so I've got all 500 agility orbs. It's only taken me 11 years, but I did it. I've got them all. I'm really happy. And I've got 299 out of 300 hidden orbs, so I've one left. So another challenge, this time next week, I will have that last hidden orb. So keep an eye on my activity feed and my achievements, and you'll see it. I'm very happy with that because it's taken a long time to get that.
I played the game for maybe 15 or 20 minutes before, because I came to Xbox after this.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you've not really played this?
No, I've not really played this.
Such a good game. It holds up even after 11 years.
It looks very Borderlands-ish, like a slightly smaller graphic Borderlands, that cartoony.
Yeah.
What was that style called again?
Cel-shaded.
Cel-shaded, yeah. But it looks like fun, and the big voices.
So much fun, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's multi-cool. Agent, yeah, it looks cool. So I'm going to go at it. I'm going to have a go at it.
Yeah, you might as well, because it's free on the Xbox Live Games of Gold.
Yeah, so... Now, this is, I'm going to sort of debate this with you now. Actually, this is an idea that I think that we should do. Between PlayStation and Xbox, whether are free or inverted commas, free if you're a subscriber.
Free when you've paid your subscription. Yeah.
I think at the beginning of each month, when we find out what games are there, out of both between PlayStation and Xbox, we should, as a podcast hosts, pick a game, agree a game that all of the podcast hosts have to play for that whole month.
Right, and then review it.
And our listeners can join in, and we see how we go through the month. And maybe some of the listeners will want to join in with us. And we agree that one that maybe we all haven't played or didn't play enough of. And I think we'll maybe try to get that organized for next month.
That's a good idea. I like that.
So if you like that idea, you might want to play along with us, guys. Okay, so what else do we have? You have some AC Origins, and you're enjoying the new look.
Yeah, it's such a gorgeous game. I'm level 33 now. I don't even know how far I'm in the campaign. I've taken out two lots of the bad guys. I'm now on there's two sort of like higher level guys I'm trying to assassinate now. Can't remember what they're called. But there's still quite a lot of a map I've not even uncovered yet. And some of the areas of a map are like level 40 to 50, so I've still got a long way to go, I think. It's such a huge game. Very good value for money.
Yeah.
And still really good fun.
And is it much different, because as you know, I'm playing Syndicate right now.
Yeah.
I mean, is it much different in the way the game plays than previous games?
Yeah, it's if you used, like, I've played every single Assassin's Creed game apart from Rogue, and this one...
Rogue.
This one is by far the most, what's the word? Not different, but I had the word in my head, it's gone. Anyway, it's more different to the rest of them because they've introduced RPG elements, a different style, combat style, and you now have a permanent ranged weapon. Where in the other ones, you had some of them, you had crossbows, some you had throwing knives. You still got your darts and your bombs and that, but now you've got a proper bow and arrow. You can level these up. You can upgrade them at blacksmiths. You can equip and upgrade your armor, your hidden blades. It's such an improvement. They've taken vibes from like your Far Cries, where you kill animals to get the resources, like the leather, soft leather, hard leather, to upgrade your braces, which is your health, your hidden blade and stuff. They've taken tips from The Witcher with the horses and the camels, so you can like auto ride to your next objective. So yeah, it's really, really good. I think up till now, 2 was my most favourite Assassin's Creed game, but this has beaten it, and this is my best Assassin's Creed game. So yeah.
Yeah, well, I would put 2 and Black Flag. Yeah, I love Black Flag. But it wasn't really an Assassin's Creed.
There's a bit of Black Flag in this as well. There is some boat sequences.
Boat.
So yeah, it's got everything for Assassin's Creed fans. Everything you want in there.
Okay, well, I'll get there eventually, but I'm in no hurry. I mean, I have been playing Assassin's Creed Syndicate. I found it quite difficult to get into for the first couple of hours, but I'm there now. There's a sort of a learning curve again about the way you run up and down and remembering all where your knives and all those bits and pieces are and just the mechanics of it. But I'm on, I think there's 10 episodes or whatever the way they call them. What is it? I don't know. Modes, acts, chapters, acts. Yeah. And I've just finished Act 5. Graphically, it looks pretty good. Some of the characters are kind of cool. You play this the Jacob and Evie thing. I like Evie. I think Evie's quite
Evie. Funky. Yeah, she's got a good voice, and I like some of her skills as well. With the Nicole, come on, she's got like a walking stick wand sword thing, hasn't she?
Yeah, see, well, I haven't. I've been just using a bendy knife, whatever it's called, the bent knife, that coat hanger thing. I haven't really experimented with those canes, so maybe I should do that. But I like her. I like, again, bumping into like Florence Nightingale and Alexander Graham Bell and Darwin and Dickens, and you go, it doesn't really mean a lot. They're just characters, I suppose, but it adds an extra wrinkle. The only odd thing that I've really found about it is the real world stuff seems to appear now and again, but it doesn't seem to make any sense whatsoever. You know, you're not going into the world for several hours and coming back out into the real world. There's just like every now and again, it's like a 2-minute little session, and they talk codswallop about real world.
Yeah,
it doesn't need to be there.
Bit of a spoiler. Hang on, here we go. Since I killed Desmond off back in whenever it was, 2 or 3, the real world stuff hasn't really made sense to me. Black Flag, it didn't. Syndicate, it didn't. Unity, it didn't. Origins, there is some real world stuff, and so far it's not too bad. It does make sense. But yeah, the real world stuff. You mean when you're coming out of the Animus? Is that what you're meaning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't rate it. I don't know why they killed Desmond off. I thought the Desmond story was quite interesting.
Yeah, so did I. I didn't mind it, as long as they give it enough time. But look, I'm enjoying the game. I'm going to continue to play it. I got it for as cheap as chips. So I guess getting my Assassin's Creed fill. You know, some of the nice stuff on the trains and stuff like that are well realised.
Yeah.
I like going around on the horses and the wagons.
Yeah,
and that sort of thing. So yeah, it's good. Okay, what else have you been at? So you done? Yeah, but Nicole was on the Bloodborne. I mean, you done some Bloodborne as well. And how are you with Bloodborne, Nicole? Because I
can't wait to see you telling
it to frig off.
No, I got further than Kim.
Yeah.
Oh wow! Well done.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get far.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure out that when it says that the gates are locked because by a device, there's some stupid little lever somewhere nearby that you need to pull.
Oh.
Yeah. So, oops. It's been a learning curve, but overall, it's not a bad game. It's just, they having to stop at all those little dead critters to get your tips on how to play the game was a little annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just tell me how to do it. Like, throw the tip at the bottom as I'm running through, you know, with some werewolf on my ass.
Definitely. Yep. Throw the tip at my bottom. Yep.
Just a tip.
You said it.
Yeah, I can't say anything with you guys around.
No, you can't. No, get used to it. So, is it a real trial? It's a real trial and error thing. Then is it? You just have to bear with it, get killed.
Yeah, it does. It got easier once I watched a little YouTube video walkthrough. But once I watched this guy do like one or two things, I was like, "Oh shit, I got this now."
Always so obvious.
And then I was like, okay, so I went around looking for half the crap I had missed. I went back, and I was like, oh, this makes this game so much easier now that I know that I have to look for certain things.
I suppose you either have to be one of those people that actually like to be punished, or else you have a guide.
What I find is the best thing to do is just keep running the circuit of that first area, that level, until you've got enough. They're not souls, are they? What are they in this now? Blood things, aren't they? I don't know what they're called now.
Yeah,
blood somethings.
Yeah, until you can use them enough to level up enough to get onto the next area and take on that final boss. So, yeah, just keep doing the circuit.
It's nice that it even tells you by stepping on those stupid little soul little dudes that, I don't know. It tells you that this area has enemies that are very hard to kill or something. It gives you a little hint basically saying, don't fucking go there because you're about to get your ass kicked. So I was like, okay, I'll step back. But I took a look at the dude he was talking about and I'm like, well, his axe is way bigger than mine.
I know the feeling. I get that all the time.
So I went and attacked four or five other guys, and then it was time to get on here. So I've got that first little area. I've been up and down.
Yeah.
And it does get a little bit lighter once you're out of the house, Kim.
Yeah. Thank God.
Out of the mansion. Make sure you walk around the mansion and check everything out. There is stuff in there that they'll hand you. And then you walk out. You do the dream sequence. And that was a little confusing because you go from being somewhere and then you're in a dream sequence where you get all these power-ups and then go back into the real world. So that was a little odd.
Yeah. Are you going to stick with it?
So have you made it all the way to the bonfire then at the top, Nicole? Oh, yeah. Right, okay, yeah.
Shush.
Sorry. And that's the only part of where you've got. There's a lot more to it than that.
I know there's a lot going. Yeah, but I'll find it all eventually.
Cool. Okay, so the last thing that thinks on the list is on my list there, and that is a new game that I bought yesterday. As you may or may not know, I am
in the second game.
I am motorcycling mad. My family has been, and I went to the Isle of Man, which is the little island in between Ireland and England, Scotland, Wales, right in the middle. They have a race there called the TT. And the TT is a motorcycle race. It's 37-mile long track. It has 264 turns, and it has killed hundreds of people since it started in 1907. Hundreds. It's terrifying.
Yeah, quite a few from my area because there's big motorbike area in Shipley, Alan Jeffries shop.
Dave Jeffries,
yeah.
Dave, I knew Dave very well. I mean, my family would be very, very involved, and a lot of the guys. Anyway, so if you have a look at the video, this is motorcycle racing on standard two-lane country roads with furniture.
No protection.
All around,
no protection.
Furniture all around the track. And what I mean by furniture is walls, lampposts, hedges. You know, there is no runoff. You make a mistake, and these guys are going plus 200 miles per hour. Now, I've played lots of racing games, motorcycle ones, and generally they can be a bit tough. And I've seen some of the people were saying that the handling model wasn't great. I think from what I played last night, I'd done a full lap of the TT. It was great. And the sound of this, the wind and the speed when you get sort of plus 180, 200 miles per hour was phenomenal. It is so, yes, I've been around this all my life, but it just brings it home how brave, crazy these guys are. So it's a French company that has developed it. They have some track record with racing games, like they've done Flat Out Total Insanity. They've done a few of the WRC games as well. And they've done a fine job. I know that the road, I know a lot of the corners, and it looks great. I thought it was just the TT, but there's actually 10 different tracks. Quite weird. There's a few in Northern Ireland. One is called the Triangle. And I thought, oh goodness, they've got the Northwest 200 track, because that would be called fondly the Triangle, because it's roughly a triangle shape. But it's not. It's not. They've called it the Triangle, but it's not that track. And then there's a County Antrim track, which looks a bit like the Ulster Grand Prix track, but it's not. But anyway, there are 10 tracks in there, but the main star is the TT course. So if you're a bike fan or a racing fan, I've been waiting for years for a TT course, because there was one on the PlayStation 2. It was the only one that had the TT course, and it's expensive to buy, actually, to try and find a copy of that game with the TT course. So I'm really happy to have this.
How accurate is the track then? Is it true to...
Pretty good.
Yeah, true to form.
The screen that's on right now, that is the start finish area, and just down there, a couple of hundred yards on the left hand side, is St. Ninian's Church.
Yeah.
And I used to go over with, as well as my mum and dad, for the TT races. I would have went over with the Church Lads Brigade, like the BB, and we would have stayed in that church hall, and you can see the church hall. And you pass St. Ninian's Church. So, yeah, it covers a lot. Over the mountain sections, because you go through, like, in the town, and then you start to climb over the mountain. And there's different weather. Over the mountain can be foggy and horrible. And it's done there, St. Ninian's Church there on the left, class. And that's well. And St. Ninian's Church is 100 yards back off the track, and I can see it.
Yeah.
So this has been made with love.
I've some of the reviews haven't been too kind about it. So how are you finding it? Is it worth the money? Is it a good game?
No, it's not. If you're no interest in the Isle of Man TT or road racing, this is not worth the money.
Right,
this is 45 quid to buy digitally right now.
Yeah.
And it's too much.
Yeah.
But it's not for me, because I have a passion for this.
Yeah.
But if somebody's given it a review as a racing game, it's probably a bit thin on the skin as far as content's concerned.
Right, okay.
But the star is this track.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like anything,
if you're a fan of something, then you're going to love it, aren't you?
Yeah. If you review it as a pure racer, nah.
Right,
but
okay,
for me, or for a lot of the guys that follow racing, I mean, one of the biggest outside events in Northern Ireland through the years is the Northwest 200,
yeah.
And it's in May. It's coming up very soon. I'll be up there.
Yeah, I remember you went last year, didn't you?
So
very good.
I can recommend it. The people who listen to this that like bikes, trust me, you'll want this. So anyway, that's about everything we've been playing. Is there anything else we have to talk about that way? Apart from, we don't need to mention PUBG. PUBG is PUBG.
Quick on PUBG. So the main difference is,
sorry everybody,
with the X over my old console, I can see shit now.
Told us.
I can see shit. Shit renders in before I land, so I can land on roofs now without going through the roof and getting trapped inside the fucking kitchen table.
Oh, it is.
It's frigging awesome. It is the best game ever. Right, move on.
I don't know about that.
It is. Sorry, but you're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
No, Mark is never right. Don't even go there.
Nah, the only Mark right thing about me is my bloody name.
Yeah. Anyway, that's everything we've been playing, I think. Yes. If you've been playing some of the stuff that we have been doing, if you've been playing stuff that we haven't and you want us to play it, let us know.
Yeah, or if you don't agree with our thoughts on it, or if you do agree, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay, it's time for a list.
Mm-hmm. I did a quick search. We've not done a list for a while. So I did a quick search, and this has always sort of like been at my forefront of my mind for a list. Which are the best 10 video game villains? So I did a few searches of that. The most recent one I could find was from Windows Central, because a lot of them were quite old, dated, so they didn't have a lot of the newer games in. So this is gone at Windows Central, by the way, not us. So at number 10, they've got Pandak Panay, who was nicknamed Baby in Just Cause 2. Any of you play that game?
No.
No. Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's quite a good character.
I think I recognize one bad guy in that whole list.
Right? Yeah. That was me.
Numero uno.
Yeah, Vas Montenegro. I'll say that again. Montenegro on Far Cry 3. I loved Vas. I thought he was a great villain.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Prophet of Truth in the Halo series at number 8.
Okay. Yeah, some of these I agree with, Mark, and some of them I don't.
Yeah,
I don't,
there's a lot I would not have in there, and there's a lot I would put in there.
Yeah, because I wouldn't necessarily put them in this order.
No.
So, but let's go through them.
That's why it's from a different website. We should create our own list, really. Number 7 is the Elusive Man from the Mass Effect series. Number 6, the Combine in Half-Life. Number 5, the Reapers from Mass Effect. Now, these are actually villains, are more entities, aren't they? Anyway, number 4 is a good choice, GLaDOS in the Portal series.
Hmm.
Do you know who GLaDOS is, Nicole?
What? Sorry.
GLaDOS.
She wasn't listening.
This was a triumph.
You know GLaDOS? No, you've not played Portal? Well, you're not a gamer then. Sorry, off a podcast. Number 3, The Covenant in the Halo series. Number 2, they've got Kreia from Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2. And at number 1, and I wouldn't have put this number 1, Handsome Jack from Borderlands.
Yeah, so I looked through this list and I would have said I think GLaDOS is a good baddie.
Yeah. Vas is worthy of this.
Vas would be an evil, Sullen of Insanity. But I think the likes of the Elusive Man from the Mass Effect series was a really sort of sneaky, evil character. Not obvious. He was there to help you and wasn't. Handsome Jack was just a funny guy that just, evil, good villain. Well, maybe villains. They didn't say evil.
No, it's a good villain, Yeah, and he was. Yeah. It was a bit of a two-faced backstabbing twat, wasn't it?
Because Handsome Jack was more like Gru from, those little creature guys. But the Elusive Man and Vas, definitely. And GLaDOS was just class and funny at times.
Handsome Jack was a prick.
Yeah.
He was a prick. Yeah. Yep. But he was just a prick.
He was a conniving prick.
Yeah, Greg.
He was funny though because he's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Your face looks like..." I mean, he was hilarious as shit too. Yeah. Like all the crap he would throw out at people and "Oh, sucks to be you" kind of shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
he really was a prick, like the ultimate prick. So I think he deserves his spot. So, I don't know who some of these are. Yeah. And
I think Kim's getting mistaken with the Combine from Half-Life. It's not Farm Machinery, Kim. It is the...
Well, it should be.
It is the bad law enforcement dudes from Half-Life.
Well, see, if you see right after it, you have Reapers, which you need those on a farm too.
Mm-hmm.
They were nasty though, the Reapers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have named like the main bad guy in the first Mass Effect rather than the Reapers as a whole. Because he was doctrined by the Reapers, wasn't he? If I remember rightly. Indoctrinated. Yeah. I don't know.
Indoctrinated.
I don't know. I didn't.
Well, I believe...
Oh, you didn't play the proper decent game, did you, Kim? You only played Andromeda.
That's what you say.
Two's well worth a go.
Yeah, two's the best.
Two's well worth a go.
And it's backwards compatible and it's on EA Access, so get it played, Kim.
So Womble and Night Raven in the chat seem to be discussing the ultimate prick at the moment, so let them carry on there. Okay, time for some news.
Here is the fucking news.
There's lots of it this week.
Yeah, lots of news. Rainbow Six Siege hits new player count record over 2 years after its release. It's kind of cool. Just over the last week or so, it's hit a player count of just shy of 180,000 players. And it's a result of the just the games getting traction over the last couple of months again. So it's really jumped up by about 50,000 over the last while, which is really good. Over all of the formats, it now has 27 million users. Now, of course, there was a free demo a while back, but even still, it's well up and been well supported. Even though we don't like the zombie mode Operation Chimera, it's great news that this game has found almost a cult following, and as a community, we're having great fun with it as well on both Xbox and PlayStation.
It's a great game, so yeah.
It's very, very good, and it's a nice game because you can drop in and play a couple of rounds for 15 or 20 or 20 minutes and be satisfied, which is you know longer than I can usually do. but over this week, just I believe it was on Wednesday, they launched the zombie mode that we talked about, which seems to be bloody hard. So it has rebalanced some of the operators. They say better to take on the action with these new zombies. One nice thing about this is when you fire it up, on Xbox anyway, you get about 110 or 120 gamer score. Because lots of stuff unlocks and weapon upgrades unlock.
Yeah, same on PS4, yeah. You get the first original season of operators and the attachments are now free rather than having to use Renown. So you unlock the achievement for the getting all the operators on the first round and you get the dressed achievement for, like, weapon attachments and that. So, yeah, it's quite
cool. Yeah, so with this mode, it is only available for 28 days, which is, I suppose, to the end of this month. So if you want to fire that up again and play in the normal mode...
That's quite a clever thing, really, isn't it, if you think about it? Because 28 days later, the movie...
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And supply and demand, which is good. And Outbreak, you know, it's called Outbreak. It doesn't have any of those little monkeys or Dustin Hoffman in it. So, which is a shame. I thought it had that. Okay, moving on. Fortnite, the game that really is taking over the world. In fact, it is the game which is now the most watched game on Twitch, which is, every kid in the world loves Fortnite. My youngins are crazy about it. You know, my nephews and my boys here, even Charlie's playing it on the PC now. And the two guys, they're over the moon. One's in the garage and they don't like coming out here to Man Cave, and one's inside so they can play together. And they've launched a 5 teams of 20 mode, which sounds cool. That sounds good mode. I'd like to do that in PUBG. That would be good.
Yeah, eventually you will. There are custom games, but I think they're locked to certain streamers. They keep doing like special events, yeah.
So Fortnite really isn't our thing. I know Nicole has played some and likes it, and maybe your kids are playing. Is that right, Nicole?
Yep.
Yep. So they're loving it.
I like it better.
Yeah. So it's there. So Fortnite's a thing, and what is it? About 15% of the podcast really likes it. So that's
the most important. 15%.
No arguing with that. No arguing. Okay. Microtransactions. There aren't any in God of War. God of War is a game, and it's coming out on the PlayStation 4 very, very soon. And while at a European press event, one of the directors of the game, Corey Barlog, he responded to an inquiry about the microtransactions and was asked, was there any microtransactions in the game? He replied, no freaking way! Which is good lad. So lots of people are excited for God of War coming.
It's looking good, yeah. I'm excited for this.
I think God of War, Kim, is is like justified to Longmire.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so before he was young, dumb and full of cum, and now he's more mature with a son, and, you know, it'll be interesting how the God of War thing sort of goes. Yeah, so yeah, that's coming soon. So no microtransactions. That's good news. Maybe it's a sea change. Maybe this is it. Maybe they're gonna just ask us to pay for DLC. Ask us for
the good old days.
Yeah, like the good old days. Yeah, go back to that. Okay. Sad news, but clever news maybe. Days Gone, another PS4 exclusive, has been delayed. So it was originally scheduled for the end of this year, and the zombie motorbike survival game will now launch sometime in 2019. They haven't really given a reason why it's been delayed, but I kind of think that we've got God of War, and isn't The Last of Us 2 out this year? Is that right? Am I right or wrong?
I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's been given a release date yet.
What other big stuff do they have coming this year? Help me. Is it it's moved out of the way of something? Definitely. What else has come? There must be something else that is going to get lost. Two zombie games in 1 year. I have a sort of feeling it is The Last of Us 2.
World War Z is coming up. Shadow of that's already out. Shadow of Colossus. Scrolling. Anthem. No, that's not. Last of Us Part 2. It just says 2018. It's not got a.
Yeah.
Death Stranding,
maybe. You know, so, you know, there's too many zombie type games there, so they're sliding one out of the way.
I can't see Death Stranding coming this year.
But Last of Us 2 might be well on the cards there. So if that is the reason why, fair enough. And so what if it's game delay? We've got plenty of other stuff to play.
I would rather them delay a game and get it right than launch it early, buggy as hell, and then fix in later. So if it needs more time, it needs more time.
It does.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And the Sony stable are supporting their first-party stuff very, very well. So, and they don't seem to be putting any rush on the stuff that just seems to be sensible moves instead of rushing stuff out to die. Okay, guess what? The new Division game is going to be called The Division 2.
This is quite a surprise for me.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting this.
Reading this, Mark, it kind of... So they've announced this on a live stream, okay?
Yeah.
And it's the same developers are going to be developing Division 2. And some of the stuff that I highlighted there is you'll be able to transfer some progress from the original game to Division 2. And that kind of makes me think that it's maybe... New York is still going to be there, but it might be springtime for Hitler and the fatherland. It might be, you know, just moving on from it or into Washington or, you know, set in the same universe that they can do that. Now, they haven't revealed how your progress will transfer over, but it is interesting.
Yeah.
Ubisoft, they also said that they're not going to end support for the first game.
No.
And there's new global events coming.
Yeah.
Also, an Xbox One X patch to provide 4K support is coming in April.
And also, they're doing an Xbox One X enhanced patch for Rainbow Six Siege as well. I think that's coming around the same time.
Do you know what?
It's a good
Rainbow
time
Six
to have
Siege.
An X.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Rainbow Six looked okay. Division looked fantastic.
Yeah.
And goodness, what's it going to look like here with this update? So, rock on. Thank you guys for supporting this. I'm sure they're getting paid to update these patches and do this sort of stuff. But fair play to them for doing it. So yeah, good, good. The Division 2 coming to a division near you. We'll probably see lots of this in E3. Okay, so Naughty Dog, the fantastic developers that have generally done stuff only for the Sony stable, and this is very minor of me, but Crash Bandicoot Remaster is coming to the Switch and Xbox One and PC.
Yay!
Yeah, so you'll be able to spin your tails around, and it's coming, the Insane Trilogy is coming on July the 10th. So, yeah, if you want to go back and play that again and play Crash Bandicoot and Cortex Strikes Back and Warped.
Our very own Mr. Webster has got this on PS4 and he says it's a very good remake, remaster, and highly recommends it if you like to
review. Yeah, it reminds me of, remember the one that I played a year before last? Damn it, with the bolts, nuts and bolts.
Yeah,
and which was all revamped for the PlayStation 4. I loved that, so I imagine Crash Bandicoot.
The Ratchet and Clank one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Quickly, inside Xbox, there is a brand new weekly program, which is now being
released. I think it might be monthly, because it's...
Is it monthly?
I watched the stream this afternoon, and when it ended, it said that our next one is in April.
Oh, okay.
So it might be fortnightly, or it might be monthly.
Will you watch this, Mark? I had heard about it.
Yeah, AC Bongos, who's the European community manager, he has moved to Seattle, so he lives over in Microsoft land. And he and Bongos' best buddy, Major Nelson, did a live stream today for Inside Xbox, and they released some good information. Yeah, Wombles just confirmed it is monthly. So, yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Nick. So, Cities Skylines is coming to Game Pass. So all those who have just recently purchased Game Pass ready for Sea of Thieves, you're going to get Cities Skylines in April, which is great, because I've got that on PC. It's a superb game. And there's a few times Greg said he's nearly bought that on Xbox. He's well happy.
It's not the sort of game that I would buy, but I will play it. I will Game play Pass, it now that it's there.
Game Pass is such good value.
Here we go, fanboy coming full steam ahead.
Sorry.
They are knocking it out. Being behind is great for us, because they are knocking it out of the park with Game Pass, backwards compatibility, all of these patches and updates, and there's the Xbox One X. Just fantastic. So, sorry, I'll calm myself down now.
Brendan.
Also, in March, this month, end of this month, we are getting a new game preview game called PixArk. Now, this is, or is it PixelArk? This is a pixel version of Ark Survivor, Evolved Survival, whatever it's called. The Ark, the dinosaur game, Ark. What's it called?
Yeah, okay. Ark Survival Evolved.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. So this is like a cross between that and Minecraft. It looks quite good, actually. They've aimed it more at the younger audience, because Ark is quite an intense game. It doesn't hold your hand when you first start the game. If you don't forage for food and crap, you die pretty quickly. So this is more aimed at the younger audience, and it's got a very big Minecraft vibe, and it looks quite cool. So that'd be interesting to check out. And if it's on Game Preview, it should have a 10-hour trial.
Cool.
This is big news for Xbox One S and Xbox One X owners. There is an update coming which will include AMD FreeSync. What AMD FreeSync is...
God damn it! I've just bought a new sync. Fuck's sake.
No, that's not a sync.
A free sync now.
If your monitor or TV has the AMD FreeSync option on it, a lot of PCs have this, if you have an AMD card. What it does is it matches your Xbox console to the monitor's refresh rate. So say the game is running at 40 frames a second, it'll automatically set your monitor at 40 frames a second, so you get no tearing, you get no jaggies, no cross lines or anything. So this is big news, in my view.
Cool. Well, it's, you know what? It's great to have this this content being provided now. Yeah. It's nice to have a monthly program there.
Yeah, NVIDIA do a similar one called G-Sync, but the G-Sync monitors are quite expensive at the moment, but a lot more monitors have FreeSync, and I'm boring Nicole now. Xbox have their latest dashboard, which I actually got today on the preview. It lets you capture your images and videos and send them directly to Twitter, just like you have been able to do on for a long time on the PS4, called PS4 Share. And it puts an automatic hashtag of Xbox sharing.
Ooh.
So you can tweet directly.
Spiffy.
Yeah. So that's quite a cool feature, because I loved that feature on PS4. So I'm glad
it's nice. Because it was really, because you could do it.
You had to go through OneDrive or...
Get your
image off for Xbox DVR website. But you can tweet directly. Yeah. If you click on your capture on your image and then click on share, the Twitter option is there for me. So that's cool.
Mm. Excellent. Good stuff. Okay. I think that's about all our news. Just quickly...
Did I watch the show? That's for TVs being released later this year. No, that is not what I'm referring to. AMD FreeSync is out now. The monitor I am purchasing has got AMD FreeSync. The one you are thinking of was the Samsung-specific TV, which is out later this year, which is a totally different thing. I can't remember what we called it, Womble, but it is a different thing. Trust me.
We are 1 hour and 32 minutes into the show, and we have not really insulted Womble yet, so we really should.
Well, for the first time ever, Womble's wrong. I can't remember what it was, but it was for something. Yeah.
Okay, quick roundup on some of the stuff that's going on Facebook. Mark Singh, thank you very much. You have to act on this one very, very quickly. Anybody on the Three Network, download the Want You. It's WANTU app, and there is Xbox Game Pass 30-day trial. The offer finishes in 4 days, and he posted that on the 6th. So it's the... Oh, sorry, it's over already. Damn it. Yep, there you go. We just missed that. We weren't fast enough. Big announcement. Gary D. Felice, our captain, has launched and set up this year's VG Hub Extra Life team. So if you go to extra-life.org, if you want to get involved in, is it October? Our charity drive for raising money for sick kids. It'll be late October, November. I can't remember, don't know the dates yet this year, but it's there. So if you go to extra-life.org, search for VG Hub, join up if you want to join the team this year. Everyone is welcome. You raise $50, $100, $1,000, whatever it may be. This year we've set our goal for $10,000. So we need as much help as we can. We'd love a few more people join us on the 24-hour gaming marathon. So we did really well this year, over $7,000, $8,000. So, come and join that. And finally, Jason Johnson, of course, on the Facebook page was talking about Division 2, and he was talking about going back to it again to play it. So, that might do a wee bit of that as well. That's good. Good stuff on the Facebooks.
Yeah, just to update, that thing what is coming soon for Xbox and the TVs is low latency mode. So basically, when it detects your Xbox, it'll go into game mode. When you turn your Xbox off, it goes back into normal mode for your TV. Wake up, Nicole.
I'm awake. I am awake. I was reading.
All right, so you've stopped talking about that now? Okay, good. Sorry, I was just having a wee snooze. Okay, so the expanding lists of words that I'm not allowed to say. The potato thing is pretty standard. Film, I'm sorry, I've already stepped over the ground. Flowers.
Don't talk bollocks.
Use.
Do you get it? Use female sheep. Yeah. Cheers, Simon Corsigan.
The two new words that have been added this week are yourself.
Why?
Because you're talking about yourself. I talk about yourself all the time. Yourselves. Well, yourselves are going to be doing that.
Right.
And Darren.
Why? What's wrong with Darren? What's he doing?
Because I was talking about Lauren earlier on, and somebody thought I was saying Darren. Lauren. Lauren. Darren. Lauren. Darren. Yeah, so it'll keep on expanding.
Potato!
I can't help it. No. I can't help it. Right, Mark, take over. Yeah. Take over for the thing that's going to happen next. It's
the
happening.
The Overseas Connection presents the world famous, well, okay, not so famous, audio quiz.
Right, to keep Nicole awake, you're going first. The audio gaming trivia quiz, you get two audio clips from games that you have played in the last 12 months. The clip will be no more than 30 seconds long, and after you've heard it, you have to tell me what game that is from. You get a point if you get it right, and if you don't know it, the first person of the remaining crew, if they whoever puts their hand up first can guess it. If they get it right, they can steal your point. Are you ready?
I already said I would just give them the fucking points.
No, you're going to play the fucking game. Right, you ready for your first quiz? You ready for your first clip? Here we go. So. I've made it easy for you.
Embarrassed about all of this. This was supposed to be very simple, but you know, if you give food to monkeys, they just throw their shit at each other. You know? Oh, would you hold this? For just a moment, I want to get a little picture right into the camera. There we are. Awesome. Don't worry about a thing, my boy. This will soon be behind us. It'll be off on our grand adventure.
What fucking game did I play that has that in it?
I'll give you a clue. It was on the PS4. Because you've only got 1 point, so...
Okay, jealous. Then there has to be Horizon Zero Dawn, because I don't play much.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Anyone else?
It sounds like a Far Cry game, but I'm not sure.
I didn't play that, though. My son did.
Oh, well, it's on your account, so make him have his own account. What version, Robin? What number?
Shit. It has to be 4, because I don't recognise it, but it does sound like...
I'm over here going, it's 4!
The Mundo! Yes. I'm not looking...
It is Troy Baker, with the wonderful voice actor, doing the voice of... I can't remember his name. The guy in the pink suit. Yeah. Great intro sequence.
There you go.
Well done, Robin. You've stolen a point.
Thank you.
I would give them.
Right. You ready, Nicole? Any ideas?
I swear to God, you do this shit on purpose.
Yes, he does. He does. He does.
A piece of shit information on a game that I don't know about. No, I told you. Give my points away. Kim, you can guess.
Don't a clue?
No.
Okay. Right, Robin had his hand up first.
Is it Fortnite?
What?
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Kim? I don't know. I'm guessing. Have a clue.
I don't know. Siege? I don't know.
PUBG, man. It's PUBG.
Is it?
My God, I've played that twice.
I know, that's why I gave you it, and that's why I gave Kim it last week.
Okay. Moving on.
That would have been a guess, yeah.
Right. Who wants to go next? Don't all jump at once. Right, Robin.
Whatever, I'll go. Whatever.
All right, okay. Right. Here we go, Kim. This is your first one, Kim.
Okay.
Skóarjötun sinn sem myndar heldni náttbyggunni. Haltu áfram að kanna svæðið eða snýðu aftur í ginnunga gap.
Ori in the Blind Forest?
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Anyone else?
I don't know.
Trying to?
No.
Bloodborne?
No. You're going to kick yourself. You've played it recently, only last week or the week before. Jotun? Or Jotun?
Oh, yeah. All right.
The Viking game.
Yeah.
Now, this one is a bit of a toughie, because you're way out in the lead, so I'll give you a couple of toughies this week. So here you go. Here's your second clip.
Let's get out of here, my friend. Prophet.
Greetings, Vestige. Like you, I am a prisoner in this place. You must rescue me, and I, in turn, must rescue you.
Hold a moment. Come here. We need to talk. The Prophet. He's a prisoner here, too. It was very dangerous for him to speak to you, even for a moment.
Yeah, damn it. I know this one. I can see it. I can... Oh, shit.
So I need your answer. Rocketry? Three?
That was a dick move, Robin. That was a dick move.
I'm going to hate myself because I know what it is. It's like right there on the tip of my tongue. I don't know. I have no idea.
Anyone else?
I can't think of it.
Is it Dragon Age?
No, you're on the right lines. Nicole, any ideas? The Witcher. No, you're on the right line, though. It was Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Prophet. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Robin, here we go. You're trying to catch up. Your first clip is now. Do you want me to stop it early?
Guns, gore, and clonely?
What? You should have waited for the rest of the clip.
Damn.
No.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
You just played it recently. You talked about it earlier.
Shit.
Shit. That's my game.
What? Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Yeah.
Is it really? Oh, yeah. Shit. Sorry, damn it. Oops. Okay, next.
Oh, did you know that, Kim?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I've done it again, haven't I? Anyway, you got loads of points.
You did it again.
Okay, let's go.
Right, your second one is...
Glad to see you. Did you hear that? Listen. What the hell is it? Form a circle. Form a circle.
Oh, that has to be Metro, doesn't it? Is that Metro 2033?
Correct the mundo.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Good. That is good. It's very enjoyable quiz. I like it. I really like it. It's hard, but I'm enthusiastic about it, and I really enjoyed doing it.
So does Nicole.
Yes. Nicole, what are the new releases for the 10th to the 16th of March?
I don't know. Did you do them? Or the ones? Let's see. March 10th through March 16th. Devil May Cry HD Collection for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC, March 13th. Also on the 13th is Gollum PSVR. Beginning on the 16th would be Kirby Star Allies on the Switch, Burnout Paradise Remastered for the PS4 and Xbox One, and that pretty much sums it up, because it's such a long list.
I was hoping that Gollum for PSVR was My Precious, but it's not. It's a different character. It's a big Gollum character. Oh, it's a shame. Devil May Cry, I believe the first one is actually available free on the Twitch app, if you have the desktop Twitch app up at the moment for PC, which is nice.
All right.
And Kirby,
Kirby Star Allies. Oh, okay. And that new, is that a new Kirby game? Or is it a remake? Do you know? I haven't heard anything about that one.
No idea.
And again, Burnout Paradise Remastered, I think it's full price as well, which is quite an annoying thing because people are saying it, there's no crash mode in this one and it's not the one they wanted. Is Burnout Paradise, is that the one that came to the 360 recently as back compat?
Yeah.
See, I had my extra R or so at it and enjoyed it, but I don't think it'd go and buy it again.
No. Full price. Most of the remastered are cheaper anyway, aren't they?
And it was great in its day, but Forza Horizon has sort of perfected that style of game now. So, there you go. Freebies, we kind of all know about. We are into the month now. Kim, if you want to rattle through those, it doesn't do any harm.
Okie dokie. Let me get myself back up out of the way.
Come on, slowpoke.
I know. Well, you know, I figured we rattled through them, so I skipped ahead. Our games with gold are freebies for this month for the Xbox One are Trials of the Blood Dragon, March 1st through the 31st, Super Hot, March 16th through April 15th. For the 360, we have Brave, the video game, March 1st through the 15th, and Quantum Conundrum, March 16th through the 31st. For PS Plus, we have Bloodborne and Ratchet and Clank. On the PS4. For the PS3, we have Legend of K and Mighty Number 9. That's also a cross-buy with the PS4. And then for the PS Vita, we have Claire Extended Cut for the PS Vita, cross-buy with the PS4, and Bombing Busters, also a cross-buy for the PS4.
So definitely, Trials of the Blood Dragon is lots of fun. You got to play it. Super Hot is superb.
Yep.
You must play that. I'm interested in looking at Quantum Conundrum because of the links with Portal there. Bloodborne, I'll definitely be getting. Ratchet and Clank is a great free game for you. And the rest, Mighty No. 9 if you're into that punishment. Sorry if I can just mention the chat. Night Raven, you're absolutely correct. Forza has not replicated the Rex. You're absolutely right, but neither has this game in Burnout Paradise. It doesn't have that crash mode thing. That's the only thing. Thanks very much, Wumble. Okay, play dates. I don't know if you've talked about what we're going to do tomorrow night, but it'll either be PUBG, it'll be Rainbow Six probably. I would like to try that mode, either on PlayStation or on Xboxes. So keep an eye around 8 o'clock UK time. 7 and 8 will be there. 7, 8, 9 o'clock. Depending on how much fun there is, we'll be around. We're at Victories Achieved time. And Victories Achieved, you know this by now, finish your bloody games. Finish the games that you buy. And when you finish the games, we reward you, or we give you a chance to be rewarded. So when you finish the game, the story in the game, to the credits at the end, take a nice selfie, your beautiful smiling face, and you have the credits in the background. You tweet that off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved, and we'll put you into a draw to win $20, 15 quid for whatever you want. PlayStations, XBL, Steam, popcorn, whatever. We'll send you. No problem. In fact, the next draw is coming up in just a couple of weeks' time at the end of this month. So get your entries in. And every time you get an entry in, the odds go in your favor. May the odds be always in your favor. This week, games completed. John Mouse finished Final Exam, which reminds me a lot of Guns, Gore and Cannoli. It looks like that sort of style. Filthy, he completed Zombie. The original Wii U game, which is sort of went to everything.
Well, guy struggled with that.
Womble, that nice gentleman with the odd lisp, he finished. I'm joking.
As Greg would call him, Nick Owld.
He finished The Witcher 3. Very good completion. Very good completion, Nick. And even better again, Empire 343 finished Splinter Cell Conviction.
Oh, that would be a great game, yeah.
Wow, fantastic. So congratulations for that. You're entered automatically into the draw. What a great time to finish games. What does Greg have to say about this, Mark?
You all have a victories achieved. Victories achieved. Victories achieved.
Okay, so as we start to wrap things up a little bit here,
Nicole or Kim or both, have a look at what's happening in the chat. If you want to be in the chat, what you do is you go to twitch.tv/OC podcast or on our Mixer channel or on the YouTube. It doesn't really matter. And you can join in with the chat and all the madness that's been going on in there right now. Some of us have dicks, Womble. Others don't. We do this live at 11 o'clock in the UK every week, like clockwork. 3 p.m. in the West Coast of Americas, 6 p.m. in the East Coast of Americas, and 6 p.m. in the Easter Island, which is out near Chile. Yes, please send us a review on iTunes. It's nice to have a review. Tell us what you think about us. If you haven't ever left a review on iTunes, please do so. And again, we've got clubs on Xbox and PC and Steam and everywhere. And of course, there's the Discord thing, especially on PC stuff. Discord.ocpod.com. Go there and you can get us in the sort of chats. And we can do things when you're on PC and talk to each other. It's weird, but it works. Okay, who's in the chat there? Oh, well, let's shout out the reprobates that are in there having fun tonight.
Oh, and there's quite a few. Let's see. We have Electrical Skateboard. Night Raven's been in there. Womble, of course, is in there. He's, you know. Let's see. We have
Stern the Baron Von,
right? Baron Von Glauer. Badge Gaming TV was in there. Martin has been there. So and Night Raven has been in there as well. So, you know, we've had a nice little group. They've kept us entertained for sure. So,
excellent. Excellent. And if you want to get in touch with us, well, Nicole can tell us all about that.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Would. Love to hear from you. We would love to hear from you. So please send us an email or a tweet or whatever, or stick something on Facebook. We will read it out. Okay, let's get the thing wrapped up. Let's get home. Tomorrow is Mother's Day in the UK, so don't forget your mothers that are out there. I know it doesn't affect you guys in America. Judith is getting a nice box of hotel chocolate chocolates and a pink wheelbarrow and pink gardening tools to put her around with her pink willies. So, yeah, I don't think she's terribly impressed. But what do you do? Anyway.
A lot of pink.
Shout-outs. Nicole, let's shout people out.
I do have a real quick funny, though, about the whole Mother's Day tomorrow. I got an email from a restaurant I visited in Scotland, because I'm not going to say the city, because Nick's listening and he'll give me shit about it.
Edinburgh.
It's not Berg.
Edinburgh.
Anyway, and but it was saying, hey, come in for Mother's Day kind of thing, and I'm like, yeah. No. So, yes, shout out to you guys. Obviously, always fun, although you guys have to forgive me. I'm like physically exhausted from yanking out all those shrubs today. So it was not Mark's conversation as much as it is. I really want to just go to bed.
Right. Show us the actions. Show us the actions of yanking the things out.
I'll take trimming your bush. Of what's gone. I still have an entire truck bed full of shrubs. I'm not doing that for you. Not happening. Okay, so screw Robin and Mark. Nice working with you, Kim. No, seriously. Shout out to the Shatters. They always make it extra fun and they keep me awake, so, you know.
Well, fuck you.
A special shout out to our friend Gary, and he and I've been talking, so hopefully he's doing a little bit better. He was really sweet. I popped into a chat with him the other day, and he said that some of the information I gave him was very helpful and probably some of the best he had gotten. So that is good, and I hope it does help him out. Happy birthday again to JT, because it's easier to say that than his last name. And Kim, go ahead.
Yeah, of course, you know, shout out to you guys, because it's always fun. I actually get to talk to, you know, real adults that aren't related to me. So that's always fun. You know, it makes me feel less like a freak. Shout out to the people in the chat, because, you know, you always make it fun. Like Am says, you know, you always keep us entertained. So, yeah, that's good. Like I said, shout out to JT. Happy birthday. And, yeah, shout out to Amaris. Hang in there, buddy. It'll get better. I promise. So how about you there, Mark?
I want to shout out all the UK mums. Happy Mother's Day tomorrow. And just one big heartfelt, massive hug, virtual hug to Gary Amras Lever. I've sent him a few messages. He knows I'm here if he wants to chat, like we all are. And he's put his heart on a sleeve today on the Gamesman podcast, so... Yeah, well done, Gary. Very brave of you, and we're all here for you. I'll let you take us out, Robin.
Yeah, very much from all of us here at the podcast to Gary. We're here. It's a big one, big family in the VG Hub, and we hate to see somebody going through a hard time. So shout out to Sarah. Sarah's not in the chat tonight. I'm brokenhearted.
Yeah, she couldn't make it tonight. Yeah.
She went out?
Yeah.
I know. That's the first time in a long time. I hope you're having a great time out tonight.
Indeed.
Yeah. To Greg, I hope your bowling match has went well and you've won lots of money from it. And I would also like to shout out to the Irish rugby team that today...
Oh, yeah.
They won the Six Nations, baby. And if they beat the English next week, it'll be a grand slam. Wow. I remember many a year the Irish team getting the wooden spoon. So we're absolutely playing a blinder at the moment. And yeah, so thank you to the French for beating the English today to allow us to win early. And looking forward to the match next week. Everybody who has listened live tonight, thank you very, very much. The chat is always fun. Thank you if you're listening to this after the fact. We love you. The viewer numbers are going, viewer and listener numbers are going up. It's great. Please leave us a review. The review on iTunes is important. If I can ask you to do that. And finally, from me, I would like to wish all the MILFs out there a very, very happy Mother's Day. So,
don't pop bollocks.
So, well. Have a safe, wonderful gaming week, everybody. We will see you next week. This is the Overseas Connection. I am at Bongo the Saiyan, Robin Tate. Catch us all later. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.